Hello, hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast.
我是木木。
I'm Day.
欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。So today we'll be talking about a matter that is a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between get it and got it, if we want to say I understand.
Oh my god.
对，今天我们要聊聊大家非常感兴趣的一个话题，就是我们了解一件事情的时候，到底是说 I get it 还是说 I got it 呢？
But why is it confusing though? Like, isn't get it and got it mean the same thing? Like, you know?
In a way, yes, but they have a little bit difference.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it slowly.
Okay.
我们今天一起来看一下到底他们有哪样一些细微的区别。
Mm-hmm.
So the first difference between get it and got it 就是他们的 different tense.
Oh, yeah.
对吧
yeah,
一个是 get it 是现在时态、
yeah.
而 got it 是一个 past tense, 过去时态。
Okay,
过去时代。
过去时代。
嗯。But we will not dive deep in this today.
Oh my god, thank god. I really hate grammar. Like,
今天我们不会深究这个语法的问题。You hate grammar, right?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah, sometimes it's so hard to explain the grammar in a sentence.
Yeah, it's so
Especially、
tough.
In the spoken way. Spoken
yeah,
words.
Especially in this context.
对，就是有一些他们的表达很难用语法这个东西来解释。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two.
Number two.
就是我们来讲一下 get it.来想一下这个 get it、
mm-hmm.
We are just like in a classroom
Yeah, it is a classroom Thank you, teacher Momo
Okay, it is most often used when you wanna let someone know that you understand what they are saying
Oh
就是当你说 get it 的时候就是让对方知道啊，你懂他在讲什么我懂你我明白你的意思、
mm-hmm.
So for example, if your English teacher has explained something well、
mm-hmm.
And now you understand it clearly What will you say?
Okay, I get it now, thanks
Okay,、oh. I get it now, thanks
Oh、
What?
My god, yeah, I get it, likeOh, did I use it correctly?
Yeah, you just use it correctly
Oh, wow
就是当我们清楚了一件事情的时候啊，恍然大悟的时候，我们会说 I get it. Why we cannot use I got it in that place?
Because if I say, oh, I get it, it sounds exciting, like you actually understand.
就知道了一些事情，觉得非常的开心。
But look at me when I say, okay, oh, I
got it.
Like, duh, like,
I knew it.
Yeah, I already knew it. Like, you're nothing else.
对，就是一个语气的感觉。所以在这里呢，大家用获得一个新的知识的时候，尤其是在课堂当中，最好用 I get it.、
Mm-hmm.
Such a good teacher.
Oh, no, you're not. Don't get full of yourself, Momo.
Okay, let's move on to the third one. We're going to talk about you got it.
Oh, yeah.
就我们什么时候会用 you got it?
Uh-huh.
首先要说一下这个 there's a link in pronunciation. Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Got it. Like,
got
if
it. Like
yeah,
American accent.
This is the same thing. American accent. In America, they don't pronounce T. Like, sometimes they don't actually pronounce the T. They don't like to. So you say, oh, you got it?
You got it.
You got it.
Sounds like American.
But if you say in British way, you got it.
You got it.
You got it. Say the difference.
You got it.
You got it.
对
Yeah. All right.
Just the accent difference.
We're not going to talk about accent.
We're not going to talk about accent. So it can be used as a rude way to speak to someone.
Like,
哎，你懂了吗？你明白了吗？你知道了吗？
Oh, is it?
It sounds blunt way to say, do you understand me?
Oh yeah, do you understand?
对吧？有点像这个，你懂了吗？你明白了吗？
Can we give an example for them?
So Day.You have to submit the scripts today. Got it? 你知道吗？你知道吗？
哇，懂了吗？明白
了
吗？
懂
了
吗？明白了吗？就这意思。
It seems a bit rude. Like, yeah. So,
yeah.
If you're mad at someone for being late in submitting something or doing something like that, we can use this, right?
Yes, you get it.
Yay!
Yeah, you get it. 就是 get it 就是更像是 you acquire knowledge.
Uh-huh.
就像得到一些某些知识一样。But if someone said,Do you get it? 或者是直接问你 get it to check for comprehension. What will you answer?
I would say, I get it.
I get it.
I got it.
I got
or just
it.
Say get it. No, just say got it.
I got it. 都可以
it,、yeah.
其实是都可以的就是一个语气上的区别。
Whoa, it's much clearer now. Like, I actually know how to use get it and got it. That's cool. But we also want to share something today. We also want to share different words or sentences we can use to replace、
yeah.
I understand. 我懂了。
对 if you get confused by the I got it, then use different ways、
yeah.
to show you understand.
It's like the same as in Chinese, right? You have different ways of saying I understand.
Yeah, I just said a lot of ways to say I understand. 我懂了我明白了我知道了我了解了
Yeah, see, all of those. Like in English, you also have these.
Yes.
So, sometimes you need a quick way to show that you understand what someone just said to you without expressing any opinions on this.、
Mm-hmm.
So, we can use okay, all right, sure.
So when somebody is explaining something to you, you just
Yeah, you just say, oh, okay.
Okay,
oh,
all right, sure. But sounds more, a little bit indifference.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit rude, but when someone is explaining something to you,
yeah,
or asking you to do something, replying to them with one of these is like a polite way to show that you're listening,
mm-hmm,
and can follow with what you're saying. It doesn't seem polite to me, but I would not use it. I would use something different.
对。
So, yeah.
下次呢就是你跟别人在讲一件事情的时候啊，你要表示你懂了，但是呢又没啥好说的，就是表示你在听他说话的话，你就可以选择以上三个单词来回应 OK, alright 和 sure、
yeah.
第二类词呢听上去就没有那么的冷漠 When you understand someone's opinion you can use like fair enough、
mm-hmm.
就是说的对还有 that makes sense 就是有道理、
yeah.
So these are all polite ways to show thatYou understand and respect someone's opinion without having to say if you agree with them or not.
But if you liked, what if you like to agree? Like I do. I'm a very arguable person.
You just like to
yeah,
argue
I like
with
to agree.
Someone,
like,
right?
That's like my fun hobby. So what can you use?
就是我们就是想要砸场子，我们就是不同意别人说的话。要发表反对的意见的时候，我们应该怎么说呢？ We can say, I appreciate why you think that, but...
我
们把重点就要放在这个 but 后面 This is a polite way to show that you understand the person's point But you don't agree with it、
mm-hmm.
就是、你理解他的观点但是你不同意他的观点
I will use this all the time Like I appreciate what you think But,
I'd like GSD
yeah, I'd like to argue
Yeah, and the last one for today
What if you understand someone's feelings?
I really like that one, it's very useful
Yeah,
like,
so
I know what you mean
Yeah, that's what you say
对，就是我懂你的意思，非常体贴的感觉，非常好用。I almost use it every day.
Like, I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's a perfect phrase.
Yeah, it goes like a step further by suggesting that you feel the same way. And
感觉和你有着相同的感受。
You had the same familiar experience.
And you really understand
yeah,
their feelings.
Yeah, exactly it.
就是感觉和你感同身受一样。
So let's just do a quick recap.、
Mm-hmm.
The first one was, if you wanted to have a quick reply to someone, you could say, oh, okay, sure, all right.
All right. 那第二种方式呢，就是想说我听懂了，你说的有道理。Fair enough 和 that makes sense.
Yeah. The third one was, if you want to argue with someone, you could say, I appreciate what you think, but...
来表达自己的不同的观点。第四个呢，就是你想表达，我懂你的意思，我和你感同身受，就是 I know what you mean.
Yeah, I
know
what you
mean.
Yeah, that's it. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast, and I hope you had a blast, and I hope you had fun. So thank you again.
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，从衣食住行带着大家学习地道的口语。大家在喜马拉雅搜索“早安英文”就可以找到这个新专辑了。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。Okay, so much for today's podcast. 我是木木。
I'm Day.
我们下期见。
Bye.